Another benefit of the joint ventures is their links to China's largest financial firms. The banks and their tens of thousands of branches were key intermediaries during the first era of wealth management and, say experts, may also define the next. Their wealth management subsidiaries have vast portfolios and huge numbers of clients. Take CCB. It has more than 14,700 branches. Last year, it managed 2.2 trillion yuan in wealth management products and attracted more than 4.4 million new investment and wealth management clients. Access to customers is one of the benefits of partnering with one of the largest banks in China, says Susan Chan of BlackRock. Yet success will depend on foreigners' ability to establish and market themselves. Goldman and BlackRock have some name recognition in China by virtue of their size. Amundi and Schroders, by contrast, are unknown outside financial circles, and teaming up with homegrown banks has some downsides. A potential customer at a bank branch will be offered a suite of products, which will include those designed and branded by the joint ventures, but also those designed solely by the bank. Online joint venture offerings will probably appear on smartphone apps on a list of commoditized products. The foreign groups will therefore have to make sure their offering is advertised sufficiently to clients. No easy task, given that tens of thousands of banks' relationship managers will be responsible for sales. It can be done, but only with hefty investment in staff training, says Philip Leung of Bain, a consultancy. Another problem is competing with superstars such as Mr. Zhang, who often manage money for giant mutual funds. Financial news in China is abuzz with stories on the performance of star managers. Many retail investors make decisions based on such information. Few clients are interested in a fund's risk controls, notes Fabrice Maraval, an executive who has worked at two Sino-foreign financial ventures. Instead, they ask, "What's your ranking on the list of top fund managers?" he says. Executives at several joint ventures bristle at the idea of hiring stars who market their funds. "It's just not our culture," says one. Instead, they must slowly build trust with clients through solid performance and prudent risk controls. Zhong Xiaofeng of Amundi describes his group's strategy in China as a long-haul effort. If foreigners are to give the stars a run for their money, it will have to be.